On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, you're going to learn about a shrunken 12-string. I have a gaggle of music to share with you, and this is big, we're going to see some guitar solos from our very own Acoustic Tuesday family. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday. I am so glad you're here, and I'm glad that you're watching, and I'm glad you're a guitar geek. In fact, I don't want you to miss a single episode of Acoustic Tuesday, so right this very second, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Make sure to hit that little bell so you get a notification about every new video, and if you want it delivered directly to your email, just click the link here in the description, and you'll get Acoustic Tuesday delivered to your email along with access to my guitar geek list, which is something you certainly do not want to miss, especially if you are a self-proclaimed guitar geek, which I am sure you are. And speaking of guitar geeks, you know, one of the things that helps guitar geeks unite is this show actually functioning. And two crucial people in that equation are none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and of course, Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plan.
Tony?
Gentlemen, Levi,
hey,
you look
Noah.
Fantastic
Levi.
Today.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coming over to my closet and grabbing that snap flannel there. Noah,
yeah.
You're also flanneled out. I appreciate it.
I am.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
No, it was a genuine appreciation for your flannel.
Right.
The flannel pattern, I should say. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Thank you.
Well, let's get things started on Acoustic Tuesday. And you know, the tradition around here on Acoustic Tuesday is we got to kick things off with some guitar geek trivia. So, with that being said, here is your guitar geek trivia for today. On June 24th, 2004, Eric Clapton's 1939 Martin 00042 was auctioned off amongst other notable guitars in his collection to benefit the Crossroads Center Foundation. How much did this iconic acoustic guitar fetch at auction? Was it $856,000, $791,500, or $1.7 million. Go ahead and ponder that while I dive into the acoustic guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5. And it happens to be sitting down. I know it doesn't sound exciting, but let me tell you, it is. When you find a guitar stool that literally is so comfortable, you don't ever want to stop playing guitar, that's a magical find. Now, I've tried a bunch of different stools, and they all serve their purpose. You put your butt in the chair, and away you go. But if you're sitting down for a long time, you can start to realize that some stools just don't stack up. And that's totally fine. No fault to them. It's just some aren't made for extended periods of jamming. Well, I can tell you that the Rock and Sock stool is one that is. It's extremely, extremely comfortable. In fact, we've got them all over the studio. There's one. There's two by Noah's desk. There's one. I had one. Oh, it's right here. I have one right here. These stools are absolutely outstanding. You can get them in different heights. You can get them in different colors. You can get different seat styles as well. You can get a round seat. You can get a saddle seat. But really, truly, they're built like tanks, and they are ultra, ultra comfortable. And even Levi can vouch for this because he actually uses a Rock and Sock drum throne. And I believe it's from 1984?
Well,
when's that from?
I have a new one now, but
you do?
My original one I got in like 1999, and I still have it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
And it's comfy.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the back?
No, the newer one.
New one's got the back.
The back, and it's got like this crazy five-leg thing, and it's they have a lot of varieties.
You've got a Rock and Sock drum throne, too.
I do.
It's hard to say that two times fast.
I brought it in. It's behind Levi's kit over there right now.
So,
borrowing Noah's.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Rock and Sock stools in this studio, and I strongly, strongly recommend checking them out if you're looking for something for your guitar den that can take a beating and is super comfortable as well. Let's move on to item number 4, shall we? Item number 4, let's just put it this way. As a guitar geek, we have an absolutely insatiable desire for tone. We always want to get better tone. And about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, I can't remember. I was in Missoula recording at a friend's house, and he brought this slide out, and I thought, that's cool. But I had seen that slide before, so I need to thank two guitar geek friends of mine, Russ Ridenour and Travis Yost, for introducing me to the Rich Robinson slide by D'Addario / Planet Waves. This slide is really, really comfortable. So here's the deal. This is a custom artist edition slide. Rich Robinson played for the Black Crowes and is still playing as well today. And this slide is ridiculously comfortable. The inside taper seems to match, well, it matched my finger perfectly. It like formed to my finger. It felt like the slide was an extension of my finger, not a slide sitting on my finger. And the tone is really, really outstanding. It's crisp, it's bright, it's clean, all in good ways. And the overall heft of this slide, the weight is really what contributes to its stellar tone. So whether you play slide all the time or you feel like dabbling in slide, I think this is a great slide to at least check out. Give a test drive at your local store if you have a local store that stocks it, or maybe request that they stock it. It's a really, really awesome slide. In fact, I found a quick video of them demoing the slide when it was released. So let's have a look.
D'Addario has teamed up with famed slide guitarist Rich Robinson to bring you the next level of guitar slides. The Rich Robinson signature slide features a custom taper that forms to your finger. The taper helps the slide move with your hand and prevents slipping. The brass gives you that classic, bright, and crisp tone. And it's great for both electric and acoustic guitars.
Right, so that's the Rich Robinson slide in action. It's like I said, it's just very cool. And one quick side note, the packaging is beautiful. I mean, it's not like that has a huge, you know, impact on how it sounds or how it feels, but the packaging's really rad. And I'm a geek, so I just had to share that with you.
Tony,
now, yes.
I don't, you know, Noah, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Black Crowes are officially done with.
Well, I know. He played with the Black Crowes.
Oh, you said and continues to play. So.
And continues to play in other projects.
Oh,
I think he's
got
another side project. Yeah, sorry. That might have sounded bad.
I got it now. I understand now.
Okay. Sorry
if
I was...
It was his interpretation.
Sorry if I was unclear. Right. I didn't mean to be unclear. A part of me wishes the Black Crowes were still doing
so
their thing.
So good.
Uh-huh. So good.
Man, those early albums. Just amazing.
We were just listening to one earlier today. Side point. Sorry. There's a lot to get to today. I've got to get to what I'm listening to. This is one I'm excited about because it's got a cool story with it. And we got the shrunken 12 string. Okay. But before we get there, the mailbag. It was a heavy mailbag this week. I mean, literally, UPS was here. FedEx was here. Standard USPS. I don't know if we had any other delivery service, but if they exist, they probably came this week too. Quick note, all three of these things arrived at once, so this is amazing. Fretboard Journal issue number 41, Jason Isbell on the cover. I did a quick leaf through it. It looks amazing. Acoustic magazine from the UK featuring, I'm not even going to look. First Aid Kit, fantastic duo, stellar. Can't wait to dive into that. And then the new acoustic guitar magazine as well. These all just arrived, and I'm pumped to dig into those. Also in the mailbag, I got a really cool, this is really neat. So this is a true Guitar Geek item. Michael P., Acoustic Tuesday viewer, sent the Group of Seven Guitar Project DVD, which again, it just arrived, so I haven't had a chance to even dig into it yet. But he wrote a really cool note and sent along this really cool kind of art postcard of the seven guitars made in conjunction with this project. So thank you, Michael P., for sending that along. We're gonna dig into that movie. Maybe we'll have a popcorn night, guys. What do you say?
Yeah.
Let's do
popcorn
it.
Popcorn and bourbon night?
Yeah, that sounds great. Maybe scotch?
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the mailbag, I want to thank Matt from Mule Resophonic Guitars for the killer stickers and for the awesome shirt, which I'll show off right here. Really cool. Really cool. And if you haven't heard of Mule Guitars, they'll probably be featured on an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday because something else arrived in the mailbag, and that's a Mule Resonator Guitars, Resophonic Guitars, Tricone. This is actually modeled after one of the first guitars National ever built. And the crazy thing is that it's got a single cone cover plate, but if you look inside, it's a tri-cone body, or a tri-cone kind of configuration, and the thing sounds just amazing. Quick little sample, but this was a great treat to see in the mailbag. And for those of you who are wondering about the Taylor V-Class, whatever happened to that? Well, I went and interviewed Andy, as I discussed in previous Acoustic Tuesday episodes, and I finally got the footage back. It's over an hour of footage of us two geeking out about guitars, but we got to edit it and make it a little bit more streamlined, because there's just a lot of information there, and I want to cut it down a little bit. So that's coming soon. But in the mailbag, check this out. We got a new Builder's Edition V-Class guitar, which sounds stunning as well. So I cannot wait to dig into this with you guys and review it, but I just wanted to let you know that that was here in the mailbag as well. And believe it or not, the mailbag is officially empty at this point. There's nothing else.
No, okay. We're expecting some stuff.
That I'm aware of. What's that?
We're expecting some stuff.
We don't expect things.
What I meant is things that we know are in transit.
Oh, yes, that yes. Okay, I see what you meant.
Thank you.
But, you know, if you feel like sending something, that's fine, too.
We're expecting stuff. And the
if you want to pop some stuff.
Yeah, and cool. The Black Crowes are still together. Mm.
Okay. Are they?
I thought you were doing
you
research.
You can't make a statement like that and then not follow it up with something.
I was trying to connect the, like, expectation misunderstanding with the Black Crow misunderstanding.
Okay.
Forget it.
That's okay. Fair.
Tony, please,
that's,
continue. That's what's next?
Well, we're going to move to item number 3, which is what I'm listening to this week, and it's a duo. You guys know by now I have a soft spot for duos, and this duo, so I learned about them driving into TAC headquarters, I want to say maybe 3-4 years ago, and I pulled in the parking lot, and the song was on the radio. It was one of those moments where I had the radio on, the song was on, I didn't leave the car because I wanted to figure out who it was. So I'm sitting in the parking lot, not knowing who's singing the song. The song ends, they never say it, and I'm like, well, I should head up. So through some research, I found out who it was, and it was the duo Honey Honey, made up of Ben Jaffe and Suzanne Santo, both incredible musicians. I'm talking harmonies. Basically, whatever instrument they play, they're amazing on, be it banjo, fiddle, guitar, both acoustic and electric. And as I mentioned, the harmonies are amazing. So let's quick listen to their song, Yours to Bear.
That you've been in my way lately, and I'm feeling bad about feeling crazy. Though I don't wanna fight with you now, though I don't wanna let you down, drop your body to the ground. Leave you off at the lost and found. Watch another lover come around. I don't wanna let you down.
All right, so that was the duo Honey Honey singing Yours to Bear. Now they've got 3 albums out. First Rodeo, Billy Jack, and the number 3. And I would strongly recommend you check out all of the albums. The songwriting is so cool. It's kind of got this, it's kind of dark, but it's done in such a delicate way. And the vocal treatment is amazing. The production is outstanding. And it's just, they are easily one of my favorite duos. But here's cool bonus news of what I'm listening to this week. Suzanne Santo, in the last couple months, just released her first solo album, which is really cool. The solo album's entitled Ruby Red, and it is outstanding as well. The songwriting is I mean, it's out of this world, and the production is awesome as well. Not 100% acoustic, but really outstanding. In fact, Whitney and I went to her show. When was it? It was the Sunday before Super Bowl Sunday. She played here at the Filling Station in Bozeman and put on just an outstanding show. I mean, it sounded unreal. Her vocal performance is just top notch. And afterwards, she came down to sell merch. And as a guitar geek, I went up. I had to get the album on vinyl. And her tour poster featured a skeleton. And I got a thing with skulls. I really like skulls. So I went to get some merch. We ended up talking, and she's pretty much the nicest human being I've ever met. So Suzanne, if you're out there, thank you for just taking the time to chat with me and talk about merch and all that stuff, and for putting on a hell of a show here in Bozeman. So for all you guitar geeks out there, make sure to check out that album as well. It is a treat for your record collection and for your ears. Noah.
Tony.
I'm trying to keep things tight today, but I'm feeling long-winded.
You're tight.
Yeah, I know. We should celebrate some small wins, I think, before I get to the next couple items.
Let's do it.
Shall all we? Right.
All right, small wins coming in from last week's episode.
Coming in hot.
First one comes from Carl. Small win. Thanks to the finger stretch challenge, I can finally play the C chord without thudding any strings.
That's what I'm talking about. No thuds. Hashtag no thuds.
There you go. No. Now, if I can just get that F chord, that will be another small win.
There you go.
And thanks to Tony, I ended up deciding on a Mahogany Taylor GS Mini.
Oh, fantastic guitar.
And that was Carl. Next up is Jason. Jason's small win. I have difficulty with bar chords, like a lot of newer players, so that's I used true. Alternate tuning and a capo in order to play a song that I wanted.
Sweet. Good for you. Way to kind of find the guitar geek loophole, if you will. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
And that in itself is its own skill.
Oh, absolutely.
And last small win today from last week's episode comes from Ron. Ron's small win is, he says, a Bourgeois OM with AT Adirondack.
Age tone Adirondack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I count on you for that. And Maddie backsides.
Madagascar. Rose with back
I knew
sides.
That one.
Yeah, good, good.
He says, it's a beauty. Sold two nice guitars to get it, and it's well worth it.
I've lusted after a Bourgeois OM for quite some time. Ever since they sent one here for review, it was a large sound hole, age tone OM, and I'm smitten. They're stunning instruments. So congratulations on your new instrument. That is outstanding. Any more small wins, or is that wrap it?
That's it for today.
Awesome. Well, if you want your small win featured on an Acoustic Tuesday episode, all you have to do is in the comments below put hashtag small win and go ahead and describe it. What is a small win? Well, it's a little win that you achieve or you experience playing guitar that helps that positive momentum going. And it could be anything from changing your strings for the first time, or going to a concert and just having an awesome experience, meeting a fellow guitar geek on the street, whatever the case may be, we want to know. So hashtag small wins, go ahead and put that in the comments below. Which brings me to item number two. It's sitting next to me and it's tiny. I'll show you. I'll show you what it is. It's this little buddy here, this little buddy. It's the Emerald Amicus. And I gotta tell you, this thing is so rad. It's a carbon fiber instrument, okay? Small carbon fiber instrument. So it's really, I mean, it's not gonna change with humidity or temperature. It kind of stays put. In fact, notoriously, things with lots of strings notoriously go out of tune quite frequently. This really hasn't. It's been sitting on a stand next to my desk because I'm kind of in love with it. Emerald sent it here for a review, which I did. I'm gonna show you that in a second. But I actually asked them if they could just keep it here for an extra couple weeks because I keep messing with it thinking this thing's really awesome. What is it? Well, it's a 12 string, but it's as if you took a 12 string, capoed it at the 10th fret. So it has this really beautiful voice. It's an amazing instrument. I did a full blown review on it. So let's actually have a sneak peek at that right now.
Again, what I love
about this. All right, so that is the Emerald Amicus. Again, it's kind of like a shrunken 12-string, and what I love about it is it has these dulcet sounds, almost like a mandolin, but you don't have to use any different chord forms because it's very guitar-friendly. So if you're a guitar player and you're looking for a different voice or maybe doing some recording or thinking of accompanying somebody else, it's a great fit. So make sure to check out their website. And of course, you can access their website and any other links for things that I've talked about so far on Acoustic Tuesday. Just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Click on episode 29. You'll see all the links there. But make sure to check out their site. There's different colors and different kind of styles of that particular guitar to check out. And it's really, it's a cool addition to a guitar arsenal, that is for sure. In fact, it may very well become part of my guitar arsenal soon. I don't know. I have to see. I have to do some spousal negotiations, if you will. All right. We're almost up to item number one, which is very cool because we get to see our very own Acoustic Tuesday family. But before we do that, Noah, how do the people feel about the show? Can we give some shout-outs? And share some comments from a previous show?
Yes, we can. And so.
What do you got?
Got some shout-outs to some of those who tuned in last week. So a shout-out to Sharon, Keith, Carl, Marco, Jason, Judy, Ron, Barry, Larry, David, John, Guy, Maz, Chuck, Hal, and Shane. And, of course, many others. And some comments today I have for you. I've interwoven some additional, I've got comments with some, you know you're a guitar geek wins.
I love it.
Because we had some more of those come in.
Yeah.
So let me start with the comments. Margaret says in last week's episode, she says, I'm coming to the Acoustic Live Festival. We'll be driving down from Calgary. I see what's happening now. I think this gentleman is maybe using his wife's account.
Okay.
Because it's under Margaret, but I don't know. Coming to the Acoustic Life Festival, we'll be driving down from Calgary, me and wife, dog's trailer. It is going to be the first road trip of the summer. Stoked.
Cool.
Oh, man,
so maybe
that's
it is Margaret. I don't know. Let us know.
Yeah,
good to
let
meet
us know.
Whoever.
Yeah.
And next up, comment from Keith. Want to say that I am so glad I can see the replay as I've been doing caregiver for my significant other's dad. Such a saving grace. Thank you guys. The guitar geekdom brings me back to my senses. Now you've inspired me to pick up my D16GT. Woohoo.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm
glad.
And
that's Keith. And another comment here from Scott. Hi guys. Another great show. Last week, my wife and I flew to Phoenix to see the Musical Instrument Museum.
Oh.
Have you been? An incredible experience for any music lover and or guitar geek. I was there for 7 hours and could have gone back for another full day. Saturday night, we saw the California Guitar Trio at the museum.
Oh,
great
man.
Stuff.
That is great stuff. That's outstanding. That's been on my list, and I plan on going at some point. One of Whitney and I's random vacations. I'll try and be like, hey, come be a guitar geek with me.
Is that before or after Machu Picchu?
Nothing scheduled right now, so
okay.
I don't know.
So those are the comments from
awesome.
Last week's episode. Now I want to throw in some, you know you're a guitar geek when.
I love these.
Is that right? Is this a good time for it?
This is a great time for
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So Pete says, you know you're a guitar geek when your closet is 99% full of guitar t-shirts.
So tell me.
So that hits hard. That hits home hard.
So many graphic tees.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another one here. You know you're a guitar geek when you watch The Bachelor with your wife so you can ease the pain when, unbeknownst to her, your new guitar is coming in the mail in a couple days.
I wasn't totally sure where that was going. I was like,
exactly. Yeah, I had
guitar
no
geek, The Bachelor's a guitar geek thing? I see. I see the purpose now.
We got another one from Enrico. You know you're a guitar geek when you know way more about guitars and gear than any employee at your local music store.
Ooh.
That's an accurate one. That's an accurate one for sure.
It happens.
That's awesome.
And the last one for today. You know you're a guitar geek when you realize that you spend more money at the music store than at the grocery store.
Mm. Ooh. Mm.
That's also an accurate statement.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, everybody.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for leaving your comments. Thank you for leaving your "you know you're a guitar geek" when. And of course, we want to keep those comments rolling. So please comment and let us know how you feel about the show. Did you make a new discovery? Do you want us to make a new discovery? And of course, if you are a guitar geek, you certainly know you're a guitar geek when. So in the comments below, hashtag you know you're a guitar geek when, and then please complete the sentence. There's been some absolutely hilarious ones coming in, and I love them. We love them. Noah's cracking up as he's trying to pick the ones for the show. So that's a good sign. You guys are doing good. So keep up the good work. Shall we move on to episode? Well, before we go to episode one. Guys, I gotta slow down.
Is that LaCroix in your?
This
can
is LaCroix. Don't... Apparently, it's
oh,
got.
I thought you were saying is that the one too many LaCroix's?
This is my first one. Apparently, I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
Not episode one. Item number one. Before we go to item number one, I want to be sure to have Acoustic Tuesday unite as many guitar geeks as humanly possible. So please share this show with your fellow guitar geek friends. Maybe you go to a jam, you know, at your local pub or something. Share it with them. Please, the more guitar geeks we get on here, the better the discussion, the better everything. It's just there's a bunch of guitar geek love, so please share the show. We want to make this touch as many guitar geeks as possible, and you are a crucial part of that. So we would be very appreciative if you did that. Shall we go to item number one?
Let's do it.
Speaking of Guitar Geeks uniting, we got some killer guitar arsenals for you. Item number one is our guitar arsenals from our very own Acoustic Tuesday family. I've got a list here to make sure I'm keeping everybody straight. We're going to kick things off with Shane R. And this is a funny story because we actually featured Shane R's guitar arsenal on the very first time we featured guitar arsenals, but there was no Shane R in the picture, and there was no t-shirt. The Guitar Arsenal t-shirt wasn't there. So he sent me this picture because he just wanted to make good. And there Shane is with his Guitar Arsenal shirt in front of his music area, which is super rad. Let's move to Mark C., who happens to have a full couch of guitars, a full couch of really stellar instruments. Notably, I actually took some notes on this, the Gibson Les Paul right off the bat, which is, you know, iconic. Then there's a really cool white silver tone short scale bass that I've actually never seen in my life that looks amazing. And he's got a 68 Tele on the stand on the floor, which is beautiful. And of course, since this is Acoustic Tuesday, the one that really shines in my eyes is the guitar he's holding, the 1966 Gibson LGO. So I want to thank Mark C. for sharing your guitar arsenal with us, and love the guitar arsenal shirt as well. Let's move on to Marion W., who has a literal gaggle of guitars. Marion is a true guitar geek, and I can tell this for a couple of reasons. He is actually sitting on a guitar rug, which would make a great addition to any guitar den. And he's got a really cool Alvarez. So I think it was about, maybe it was last year or the year prior, Alvarez did this really cool series of guitars featuring artwork from licensed by the Grateful Dead. So album artwork and things like that. He's got one of those in his collection. And the small thing that makes a huge impact, he has a Guitars for Vets strap as well, which is really cool because that supports an awesome, awesome organization. So thank you, Marion, for sharing your guitar arsenal with us. And last but certainly not least, we have a guitar arsenal all the way from Norway. Acoustic Tuesday viewer Hal V sent in his picture. He's got a killer mustache too. I mean, give him props for that mustache, guys. It's just, yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, it is fantastic. It's probably award-winning if my eye is right.
I would say award-winning for sure.
Yeah.
Hal V's got a great guitar arsenal. Him and his wife actually watch Acoustic Tuesday together. His wife plays fiddle, and Hal V plays the mandolin amongst all many other string things. And of course, featured in his guitar arsenal, he's got, I gotta make sure I get this right. I'm gonna say it and then I'm gonna check my notes. It's a Martin GPCPA4 Cipelli. Yes. And that's his favorite guitar. And also one of the ones that stood out for me was the 1960s Framus Archtop, which is the second one pictured on the top row. Really, really cool guitar. He's got a cool story with it too. Basically the guitar had some kind of broken down tuners And he really wanted to get original replacements for them. So he actually called Framus, and they had original replacements that they sent him. So the guitar is in working condition and a really cool instrument as well. So thank you, everybody, for sharing your guitar signals with us. They continue to pile up. We're getting tons, I'm talking tons, of guitar signal pictures in. And please, please join the movement, if you will. It's super easy. There's three easy steps. First of all, you have to get a Guitar Signal shirt if you don't already have one. And that's really easy to do. There's a link right beneath Acoustic Tuesday to go ahead and do that. Once you have that shirt, put it on, gather up all your guitars together, family members, whoever is involved in your guitar geek world, gather them up, put them in an area, and take a picture of you proudly wearing your Guitar Signal shirt in front of your Guitar Signal. And then the last step is to send it to support@tonypolacastro.com with the subject line reading #GuitarSignal. That's it. It's that easy. And then we'll grab your Guitar Signal picture and bring it into a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And speaking of guitar geeks, Levi.
Yes.
We've asked a couple of times on Acoustic Tuesday.
Yeah. Very hopeful.
Very hopefully we asked that we could get some guitar geek shout-outs, which the definition of a guitar geek shout-out is when you and some of your friends, maybe it's a jam group, maybe it's just friends that you pick with, or maybe just musical friends, if you get together and you have your guitars out, we want you to share the guitar geek love. And I'm happy to announce we got our first ever guitar geek shout-out from some folks in a jam group. They like to refer to themselves as the Tack East family. These people are awesome and true guitar geeks through and through. And well, here's their guitar geek shout out to prove it.
Guitar geeks tonight! Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
So I want to thank Sharon and Dom for organizing that and getting that guitar geek shout out together. And of course, we want your shout out. We want your Guitar Geek shout-out. So next time you're with your picking buddies, next time you're with your Guitar Geek friends, do exactly what they did. Make a horizontal video, set up your iPhone or whatever phone you use, make a horizontal video, and do the Guitar Geeks Unite. Hold up your guitars proudly, wave that Guitar Geek flag, and please send it in to support@tonypolacastro.com and go ahead and put the heading, the subject line of the email, #GuitarGeekShoutout.
So before you, don't email the video, upload that to YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Take the link, put it in the email, and that's what Noah will use to download that puppy and put it in the show.
I was still in guitar snow mode. I apologize for making the trip up.
Yeah. I'm always aware of the technical details that might trip somebody up. So,
It's true.
Do the video. Don't worry about editing it or whatever. We can do that. Upload it to YouTube. Send the link to Noah over at support@tonypolacastro.com.
And we'll get you featured.
And we can't wait because we want to do like five of those every show.
This is like the warmest, fuzziest Acoustic Tuesday ever. And I think we should wrap it up with a warm, fuzzy hug.
You guys want to get to... Are we going to hug?
Virtually?
I don't...
No?
It doesn't really work.
Well, we should. We're coming to a close here. But I have your trivia question answer. And, of course, we have to take a sneak peek into next week. And quickly, before I give you your trivia answer, if you want to know any more details about anything I discussed on today's Acoustic Tuesday show, it's super easy to get them. Just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com and click on episode 29. There's a bunch of links. There's actually more things than we have time for in the show there. There's extended musical selections from the duo Honey Honey and things like that. So make sure to check that out. And let's move on to our trivia answer for today. Now, again, to remind you, the question was this. On June 24th, 2004, Eric Clapton's 1939 Martin 00042 was auctioned off amongst other notable guitars in his collection to benefit the Crossroads Center Foundation. How much did this iconic guitar fetch at auction? Was it $856,000, $791,500, or $1.7 million? Well, if you answered $791,500, you were correct. Clapton's 1939 Martin 00042 was the only acoustic in the top three guitars in that auction. I'm talking top three dollar amounts. And if you're curious, the other two guitars were the infamous Fender Strat, also known as Blackie, which fetched for a mere $959,500. And of course, his red Gibson ES-335, which brought home the princely sum of $847,500. All of the proceeds of that auction went to the Crossroads Center Foundation, which is a noble cause and certainly what a cool gesture from a true guitar geek. I mean, Eric Clapton is a true guitar geek.
Yeah.
If there ever was one.
That's a good point.
Can't argue with that.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
No.
Well, I'd like to think there's a lot of guitar geeks.
I even like the song.
I mean, that's high-level guitar geek.
I even like the song he did with Babyface.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up another episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Episode 29 is nearly in the books, but we have to take a sneak peek into next week. And of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday. It airs at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube, or you can get it as an audio podcast. Of course, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com for more details on that. What are we looking at next week? Well, next week on Acoustic Tuesday, our bearded brother is back. And man, is he back, I'll tell you what. And the guitarsonals are continuing to pile up, so I'm going to feature a whole other gaggle of guitarsonals. And we hear an artist playing live from Purgatory. I'll have to explain next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, from Levi, from Noah, from myself, thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you for being a guitar geek, and thank you for helping Guitar Geeks Unite. We'll see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Until then, keep strumming, and cheers.
Drop your body to the ground. Leave you off at the lost and found. Watch another lover come around.